Now, friends, we move on in this second chapter, which is a very important chapter. And here again, the word is sent out, blow the trumpet in Zion. Now, we had that blowing of the trumpet in Zion at the very beginning of this chapter, and we went into detail in the meaning of the trumpet. The trumpet was used to call an assembly and to sound an alarm. Now, it was an alarm before. Now, it is a calling of the assembly together. In other words, that they may be brought together, a message given to them that they might have the opportunity to turn to God, because He's gracious and He's good and He's willing to accept them. And so the word here in verse 15 is, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Now you see, in the Mosaic system, God never gave a fast day. They were all feast days. And God says, come before me rejoicing. But now when they are in sin and in rebellion against Him and have turned from Him, the only way you can come to Him is come as a sinner to Him and come wanting to turn from your sins. Because the message that we saw last time was repent, repent, a message of turning from your old ways. You've been turning from God, not turn to God. And all you'd have to do is call upon Him. He'd save you. And that's all you'd have to do today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, you don't add anything to that. You don't join a church. You don't go through a ceremony. You don't promise something. You turn to Christ as a sinner. That's the way you come. And this is a call. And the trumpet here is over in the New Testament. We find that the word for preaching or evangelizing or heralding the gospel is kairos. It means trumpet. And now, send out the message today. That's what we're doing. We're blowing a trumpet here on radio, best we can. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Now, this is no meeting where you try to get a great many people down front and many of them come giggling and laughing. This is something solemn. When you turn to God from sin, it's a pretty serious business, my friend. And you're not converted until you do. And I don't care how many times you go down front. I asked a lovely young couple over in Memphis years ago. They came down front in a meeting over there, and I went down and I asked them, I said, is this the first time you've come down? They said, oh, no. They said, we come down every Sunday. I said, why do you come down? They said, well, we want all that God has for us. Well, I said, do you think just coming down here you'll get it? And they said, well, I hope so. Well, I said, let me ask you another question. Have you got it yet? And they said, no. Well, I said, I'd get a little discouraged if I were you. Maybe this isn't the way it's to be done. Maybe God has another way. Or maybe God has His way, and this is man's way, you see. May I say to you, God today wants to be gracious and good to you, wants to save you. But you've got to come His way. The Lord Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me. The Lord Jesus is the only door to heaven. I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved. Now, that is very clear.